Part 6. The Part of Tens. In this part, I share some handy tips and resources to help you better use and understand Agile approaches and help you connect with a wide community of Agile practitioners. In the 3 chapters in this part, I show you 10 important benefits of Agile project management that highlight why Agile approaches work. I also walk you through 10 useful metrics you can use as tools to inspect and adapt your projects. Finally, I provide 10 great resources where you can find more about Agile project management and get support as you progress from Agile startup to Agile maturity. Chapter 18, 10 Key Benefits of Agile Project Management. In this chapter, we'll cover ensuring that projects are rewarding, making reporting easy, improving results, and reducing risk. Here are 10 important benefits that Agile project management provides to organizations, project teams, and products. Remember, to take advantage of Agile project management benefits, you need to trust in Agile practices, learn more about different Agile methodologies, and use the Agile approach that's best for your project team. Better product quality. Projects exist to build great products. Agile methods have excellent safeguards to make sure that quality is as high as possible. Agile project teams help ensure quality by doing the following. 1. Taking a proactive approach to quality to prevent product problems. 2. Embracing technological excellence, good design, and sustainable development. 3. Defining and elaborating on requirements just in time so that knowledge of product features is as relevant as possible. 4. Building acceptance criteria into user stories so that the development team better understands them and the product owner can accurately validate them. 5. Incorporating continuous integration and daily testing into the development process, allowing the development team to address issues while they're fresh. 6. Taking advantage of automated testing tools in order to develop during the day, test overnight, and fix bugs in the morning. 7. Conducting sprint retrospectives, allowing the Scrum team to continuously improve processes and work. And finally, 8, completing work using the definition of done, which is developed, tested, integrated, and documented. For a review of the information about project quality, go back and listen to Chapter 15. Higher customer satisfaction. Agile project teams are committed to producing products that satisfy customers. Agile approaches for happier project sponsors include the following. 1. Collaborating with customers as partners and keeping customers involved and engaged throughout projects. 2. Having a product owner who is an expert on product requirements and customer needs. Go back and review chapters 6 and 9 to find out more information about the product owner role. 3. Keeping the product backlog updated and prioritized in order to respond quickly to change. You can review more about product backlog in Chapter 8 and its role in responding to change in Chapter 12. 4. Demonstrating work functionality to customers in every sprint review. Go back and listen to Chapter 10 because it shows you how to conduct a sprint review. 5. Delivering products to market quicker and more often with every release. And 6. Possessing the potential for self-funding projects. Review Chapter 13 because it tells you about self-funding projects. Higher team morale. Working with happy people who enjoy their jobs can be satisfying and rewarding. Agile project management improves the morale of Scrum teams in these ways. 1. Being part of a self-managing team allows people to be creative, innovative, and acknowledged for their expertise. 2. Focusing on sustainable work practices ensures people don't burn out from stress or overwork. 3. Encouraging a servant leader approach assists Scrum teams in self-management and actively avoiding command and control methods. 4. Having a Scrum Master who serves the Scrum team removes impediments and shields the development team from external interferences. 5. Providing an environment of support and trust increases people's overall motivation and morale. 6. Having face-to-face conversations helps reduce the frustration of miscommunication. And finally, 7, working cross-functionally allows development team members to learn new skills and to grow by teaching others. For a review about team dynamics, go back to Chapter 14. Increased collaboration and ownership. When development teams take responsibility for projects and products, they can produce great results. Agile development teams collaborate and take ownership of product quality and project performance by doing the following. 1. Having the development team, the product owner, and the scrum master work closely together on a daily basis. 2. Conducting sprint planning meetings, allowing the development team to organize its work. 3. Having daily scrum meetings led by the development team, where development team members organize around work completed, future work, and roadblocks. 4. Conducting sprint reviews, where the development team can demonstrate and discuss the product directly with stakeholders. 5. Conducting sprint retrospectives, allowing development team members to review past work and recommend better practices with every sprint. 6. Working in a co-located environment, allowing for instant communication and collaboration among development team members. And 7. Making decisions by consensus using techniques such as estimating poker and the Fist of Five. You can find out how development teams estimate effort for requirements, decompose requirements, and gain team consensus in Chapter 7. You can discover more about sprint planning and daily scrum meetings by going back and reviewing Chapter 9. And for more information about sprint retrospectives, go back and listen to Chapter 10. Customized team structures. Self-management puts decisions that would normally be made by a manager or the organization into Scrum team members' hands. Because of the limited size of development teams, which consist of 5 to 9 people, agile projects can have multiple Scrum teams on one project. Self-management and size limiting mean that agile projects can provide unique opportunities to customize team structures and work environments. Here are a few examples. 1. Development teams may organize their team structure around people with specific work styles and personalities. Organization around work styles provides these benefits. A. It allows team members to work the way they want to work. B. It encourages team members to expand their skills in order to fit into teams they like. And C. It helps increase team performance because people who do good work like to work together and naturally gravitate toward one another. 2. Development teams may also organize themselves into groups with specific skills or to work on specific types of product features. 3. Scrum teams can make decisions tailored to provide balance between team members' professional and personal lives. And finally, 4. Ultimately, Scrum teams can make their own rules about who they work with and how they work. Remember, the idea of team customization allows agile workplaces to have more diversity. Organizations with traditional management styles tend to have monolithic teams where everyone follows the same rules. Agile work environments are much like the old salad bowl analogy. Just like salads can have ingredients with wildly different tastes that fit in to make a delicious dish, agile projects can have people on teams with very diverse strengths that fit in to make great products. More relevant metrics. The metrics that agile project teams use to estimate time and cost, measure project performance, and make project decisions are often more relevant and more accurate than metrics on traditional projects. On agile projects, you provide metrics by 1. Determining project timelines and budgets based on each development team's actual performance and capabilities. 2. Having the development team that will be doing the work and no one else provide effort estimates for project requirements. 3. Using relative estimates rather than hours or days to tailor estimated effort to an individual development team's knowledge and capabilities. 4. Refining estimated effort, time, and cost on a regular basis as the development team learns more about the project. 5. Updating the sprint burndown chart every day to provide accurate metrics about how the development team is performing within each sprint. And finally, 6, comparing the cost of future development with the value of that future development, which helps project teams determine when to end a project and redeploy capital to a new project. Warning: you might notice that velocity is missing from this list. Velocity, which is a measure of development speed, as it was detailed in Chapter 13, is a tool you can use to determine timelines and costs, but it works only when tailored to an individual team. The velocity of Team A has no bearing on the velocity of Team B. Also, velocity is great for measurement and trending, but it doesn't work as a control mechanism. Trying to make a development team meet a certain velocity number only disrupts team performance and thwarts self-management. If you're interested in finding out more about relative estimating, be sure to go back and review Chapter 7. You can find out more about tools for determining timelines and budgets, along with information about capital redeployment in Chapter 13. And go back and review Chapter 19, because it shows you the 10 key metrics for agile project management. Improved performance visibility. On agile projects, every member of the project team has the opportunity to know how the project is going at any given time. Agile projects can provide a high level of performance visibility by doing the following. 1. Placing a high value on open, honest communication among the Scrum team, stakeholders, customers, and anyone else within an organization who wants to know about a project. 2. Providing daily measurements of sprint performance with sprint backlog updates. Sprint backlogs can be available for anyone in an organization to review. 3. Providing daily insight into the development team's immediate progress and roadblocks through the daily Scrum meeting. Although only the development team may speak at the daily Scrum meeting, any member of the project team may attend. 4. Physically displaying progress by using task boards and posting sprint burndown charts in the development team's work area every day. And 5. Demonstrating accomplishments in sprint reviews. Anyone within an organization may attend a sprint review. Improved project visibility can lead to greater project control and predictability, as described in the following sections. Increased project control. Agile project teams have numerous opportunities to control project performance and make corrections as needed because of the following. 1. Adjusting priorities throughout the project allows the organization to have fixed time and fixed price projects while accommodating change. 2. Embracing change allows the project team to react to outside factors like market demand. 3. Daily Scrum meetings allow the Scrum team to quickly address issues as they arise. 4. Daily updates to sprint backlogs mean sprint burndown charts accurately reflect sprint performance, giving the Scrum team the opportunity to make changes the moment it sees problems. 5. Face-to-face conversations remove roadblocks to communication and issue resolution. 6. Sprint reviews let project stakeholders see working products and provide input about the products before release. And 8. Sprint retrospectives enable the Scrum team to make informed course adjustments at the end of every sprint to enhance product quality, increase development team performance, and refine project processes. The many opportunities to inspect and adapt throughout agile projects allow all members of the project team, the development team, product owner, Scrum Master, and stakeholders, to exercise control and ultimately create better products. Improved project predictability. Agile project management techniques help the project team accurately predict how things will go as the project progresses. Here are some practices, artifacts, and tools for improved predictability. 1. Keeping sprint lengths and development team allocation the same throughout the project allows the project team to know the exact cost for each sprint. 2. Using individual development team speed allows the project team to predict timelines and budgets for releases, the remaining product backlog, or any group of requirements. And 3. Using the information from daily Scrum meetings, sprint burndown charts, and task boards, allows the project team to predict performance for individual sprints. Go back and listen to Chapter 8 to find out the information about sprint lengths. Reduced risk. Agile project management techniques virtually eliminate the chance of absolute project failure, spending large amounts of time and money with no return on investment. Agile project teams run projects with lower risk by doing the following. 1. Developing in sprints, ensuring a short time between initial project investment and either failing fast or knowing that a product or an approach will work. 2. Always having a working product, starting with the very first sprint, so that no agile project fails completely. 3. Developing requirements to the definition of done in each sprint, so that project sponsors have completed, usable features, regardless of what may happen with the project in the future. 4. Providing constant feedback on products and processes through the following. A. Daily Scrum meetings and constant development team communication. B. A regular clarification about requirements and review and acceptance of features by the product owner. C. Sprint reviews with stakeholder and customer input about completed product features. D. Sprint retrospectives where the development team discusses process improvement. And finally, E. Releases where the end user can see and react to new features on a regular basis. And finally, 5. Generating revenue early with self-funding projects, allowing organizations to pay for a project with little upfront expense. You can find out more information about managing risk by going back and reviewing Chapter 15.